we think after 25 years, it's something worth celebrating when we see everything that has been achieved. And of course, here in Derry, Londonderry, we see some very concrete examples of what actually has been done with that funding, both through the Interreg program and from the Peace program. So today I'm going to have a chance to visit some of the really good projects, the Peace Bridge and the Northwest Science Park, as well as looking at the project here at the Loch Agency. But then, as you say, the second point is to look ahead. So we're not just saying this has been a success, but we also want to say what remains to be done. The point is that it's not just about the money. It's also about other issues that can impede the realization of all the potential of cross-border areas. And we know that some of these are about things like different legal regime, different tax provisions, different pension issues about recognizing job qualifications. And so we really want to try and find out what these other issues are so that in the future we can match funding to accompanying measures that address some of these other issues as well. So it's really an opportunity for everybody to be able to participate in a public consultation to give their personal experience of what they see as the most urgent issues that would, in a day-to-day way, affect how they're living and working in a cross-border area, and maybe also suggest some solutions or give some examples of what has worked to address these.
As you said, this is a Europoid initiative, and as such, although you weren't getting the opportunity to visit Donegal today or come across the border, as it were, people in Donegal and elsewhere are being given the opportunity to respond to these questions, to take part in this survey online.
Absolutely, yeah. It's for everybody, so anybody can participate, and we really strongly encourage people to do so. It is genuinely an opportunity to have an impact on shaping EU policy, that we're doing the consultation, which runs till the 21st of December this year. We're also in parallel having meetings with groups of stakeholders, and we're carrying out studies as well. And all this will come together in order to draw some conclusions, which will feed into how we develop Interreg and treatment of cross-border in the future. It was our Commissioner Cretu, who took office in 2014, who saw this as an important initiative for the future, to start now to get the blocks in place to be able to determine policy for the next years.